Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, strap in because today we're diving into something seriously powerful, emotional intelligence. Ever feel like you're caught in an emotional roller coaster? Like 1 minute you're on top of the world, and the next you're spiraling down a rabbit hole of frustration? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can actually learn to navigate those emotions with more grace and power. Think of it as having your own personal GPS for feelings. Emotional intelligence isn't just some fluffy self-help buzzword, people. It's about understanding our own emotions, why we feel the way we do, and learning how to manage them in a healthy way. But it's not just about us. It's also about understanding the emotions of others, their triggers, their motivations, their unspoken language. Now, you might be thinking, Dylan, this sounds like a lot of work. And you know what? It takes effort, but trust me, it's worth every ounce. Imagine showing up in your relationships with more empathy, with more patience, and with the ability to handle conflict like a champ. That's the power of emotional intelligence. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that are going to help you level up your EQ game. First off, self-awareness is king. It's all about knowing your own emotional patterns, what triggers you, and how your emotions impact your thoughts and actions. Pay attention to those physical cues, a racing heart, clenched fists, butterflies in your stomach. They're telling you something. Journaling can be a game changer here. It helps you process your feelings and track your emotional journey over time. Next up, emotional regulation is essential. Think of it as having an internal thermostat for your emotions. You don't want to be constantly running hot or cold. Learning how to manage stress, stay calm under pressure, and bounce back from setbacks is crucial. Deep breathing exercises, mindfulness meditation, even taking a quick walk can help regulate those emotional waves. Now, communication skills are the bridge between you and others. It's not just about speaking your mind. It's about truly listening and understanding what others are saying, both verbally and nonverbally. Pay attention to body language, tone of voice, and unspoken cues. Remember, clear communication is the foundation of healthy relationships. Empathy, my friends, is the superpower of emotional intelligence. It's about stepping into someone else's shoes, trying to understand their perspective, and feeling what they feel. Think of it as developing a sixth sense for human emotions. The more you practice empathy, the stronger your connections with others become. And finally, self-motivation is what keeps you going when things get tough. It's about setting goals, staying focused on your vision, and pushing through obstacles with resilience. Remember those big dreams you have? Cultivating emotional intelligence will help you turn them into reality. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, and your coworker is dropping hints of frustration. Instead of getting sucked into their negativity, you take a deep breath, acknowledge their feelings with a simple, "Hey, I can see things are feeling stressful right now," and offer a helping hand. Boom! Emotional intelligence in action. You diffuse the tension, maintain your composure, and even strengthen your working relationship. That's the magic of emotional intelligence. It doesn't just make you feel good, it empowers you to navigate life's challenges with grace, build stronger relationships, and achieve your goals. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing these tips today. Listen to that inner voice, be mindful of your emotions, and connect with others on a deeper level. Remember, the journey to emotional intelligence is an ongoing adventure. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop learning and growing. Now go out there and make this week amazing. Don't forget to share your thoughts, stories, or questions on our social media channels. Let's build a community of emotionally intelligent individuals together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.